This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Pleasantville Auto, Harold Trailer Sales, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Public Health, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Fire and Police, J. Olson State Farm Agency, Pleasantville Fire and Police Department, Hewitt Service Center, Pizza Hut, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Knoxville Raceway. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to be a sheriff's office reserve deputy? What training is involved and what services do they provide? In the eighth part of a 10-part series on our public safety volunteers, let's go in depth with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and reserve Melvin Schoen. So Melvin, how long have you been with the sheriff's reserve?
Since 2008.
And you enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
And you're heading it, what do you call it?
President.
President, yeah. Of the reserves. And what does that involve?
Trying to get everybody coordinated for functions, tulip times, and Pella or ball games, the races at the track, and people coordinated to work there, and try to keep everybody involved.
And so how important are the reserves to the sheriff's office?
Oh, very, very important. I mean, that's the number of reserves we have, I mean, and the wide range of individuals we have doing it, it's a huge part of our office.
And why do you do it, Melvin?
Because I enjoy it. I like helping people. I like doing everything about it.
What does it involve? I know I've seen you at nationals, mm-hmm. Crowd control if needed, or just a presence at big events?
Crowd control or helping the full-time deputies with accidents or fire department with accidents, just whatever we're needed for. That's what we try and do to our best.
And how many reserves are there?
25 right now.
25, is that
it? We have five or six, mm-hmm. right now going through the training part of it to become a certified reserve.
Well, those numbers are up, aren't they, Sheriff?
Yeah, yep, it definitely. When I became sheriff and stuff, obviously our numbers started to dwindle a little bit, but talking to Melvin and the different reserves and stuff, we kind of did a big push, I mean, to get people involved and to, I guess, advertise that we are looking for reserves. It's something that not everybody that wants to become a reserve actually does become a reserve. It's something that there is a interview process that we go through. There's training that they have to attend to become a certified reserve. It used to be years and years and years ago, you'd walk in the sheriff's office and he'd bless you and say, yep, you're now a reserve. But with liability and everything that goes on, we have training that's put on through the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy that's reserve training for certifications, and it covers a wide range of things. I mean, from traffic stops to court proceedings to driving to all different aspects of it. And once somebody is a certified reserve, then we issue them the uniform and we qualify them on the firearms and things that go along with that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Lori Goff, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, 3M, Knoxville Farm and Home, Mercy One, Pleasantville Schools, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, McKay Insurance, and Brookwood Incorporated. Enjoy the program.
A I continued my conversation about the Marion County Sheriff's Office Reserves with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Reserve Melvin Schoen. What kinds of training, then, beyond what the sheriff mentioned, do you do? Anything?
We do monthly training every month. We have to have 12 hours or 20 hours a year. How do you want to say it?
Certifications or qualifications.
To keep up on our qualifications. So some of the training that we've went over through the state side of it, we may get refresher courses on it, and our AED training.
For the defibrillators and stuff.
We do all that.
Traffic
CPR.
Stops. Yep, CPR, first aid.
Well, might you be out in a deputy's car on patrol? Do you do any of that?
Yes. We also do some of the fill-in for full-time people. If they're short-handed or somebody's sick, or we do go out and patrol the county, just like the full-time people do.
Well, and what's that like?
It can get interesting. It depends on the day.
So you might be called to a traffic accident. You might be called, to a severe weather event. You might be called, let's say there's a drug bust, or do you go to those?
Could be. They're domestic, any type of thing.
Homicides. Yep. There's times that a lot of people don't realize, but, I mean, when you have a major crime that happens in Marion County, I mean, even for security of the scene, I mean, and protecting the scene, or if it's a lost or missing person, I mean, the more people that are looking, the better it is for us to find someone. So there's a lot of major incidents where they're called out and utilized. Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by People's Bank, Cube's Garage, Tulip City Agency, Don's Heating and Cooling, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, American Cleaning Services, Pella Regional Health Center, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, and Verduft Agency.
I continued my conversation about the Marion County Sheriff's Office Reserves with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Reserve Melvin Schoen. Well, let's say you have a missing person. What's the process? How do you get the number of people in? Do you give Melvin a call? What happens?
There's a text that goes out. I'll call dispatch, and I'll say, hey, I mean, send a text out to the reserves. Let them know that we're needing help. And then that will go out to different individuals. Somebody may be at work and can't get off, or somebody may be out of town. But I'm very fortunate that when those pages go out, it may say, hey, call the sheriff or whatever, and then they'll call me, and if it's I need them at a certain location or a certain spot, it may be 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll come and help.
You ever been called out at 3 a.m?
Yes.
What for?
We just had one here a while back for the people that were missing. A page was sent out at 3 o'clock in the
domestic,
morning.
Yep, a domestic situation that we weren't quite sure where the individuals were at. So at it was started out as a domestic and turned into something a lot more than that.
Then the reserves came out. What did you have them do?
In that one there, or whatever, was secure the scene. Obviously, when we're still looking for the individuals that were involved in, a lot of times you show up at a domestic and both people are still there waiting to talk to you or different things. In this instance, this situation that went on, there was definitely a lot of evidence at the scene that needed to be secured. And so we had the reserve secure that as we were looking for the individuals involved.
Let's say that you respond to a domestic. Somebody calls in, says somebody's fighting, it's out in the county. How do you approach a house where you know people are fighting?
The best thing to do, in my opinion, is if there's multiple people, get them separated, try and get everybody calmed down so that they're not together, and then wait for other people to get there because you got to keep them apart. And then talk with the different parties, find out what's going on, and then the other deputy or whoever would come there, you would get your stories together and see who's telling the truth.
Do you go up by yourself, or do you wait for another deputy to get there? So it would seem to be very difficult to get in the middle of a domestic situation like that.
Well, and that's what the training's for. I mean, that's the expectations are there. There may be times that they have to act. I mean, when it's just them. I mean, they're certified. We qualify them with firearms and, I mean, defensive tactics and the mace, handcuffing, different things that when they go through the certifications. So it's something that they may have to be. I mean, it might be a little bit before backup's there. And that's the thing that we want individuals that everybody uses this term common sense or whatever. But in this line of work, you really need people that have common sense. We don't expect them to solve all the problems while they're there. But, I mean, like Melvin said, to separate, I mean, the people, I mean, to make sure nobody's hurt or injured, to keep anything worse from happening is a lot of times what they do.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Lancer Home Service, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, West End Auto, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, U.S. Bank, and DMB Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's Appella, George Daly Auditorium, Krakus Law Office, Boats Home Furnishings, Windmill Mall Antiques and Collectibles, and Jeremy Dingham and Concrete.
I continued my conversation about the Marion County Sheriff's Office Reserves with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Reserve Melvin Schoen. Let's say you've got a new person. Do you sort of keep a special eye out for them or help teach them stuff?
We went to ILEA or Waterloo to the college to get our training.
ILEA.
Now we're doing the training in-house.
Because, Iowa Law Enforcement.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so the deputies here are certified to do that. So it's easier for us to do everything in-house versus going to the academy or to Waterloo up there to do the training.
Okay, so you can do whatever kinds of training are needed.
Well, what we do through the office here is we have individuals that are certified through the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy to train different aspects of it. So let's just say maybe legal sides of things or courtroom proceedings, we'll have the county attorney Ed Bull come out or one of his assistants and go through that part of training. We'll have somebody else that maybe specializes, like Lieutenant Bigwood, who is our liaison with the reserves through the office and stuff here. He may come out and do stuff in regards to drug recognition or, I mean, that aspect of it, because he specializes and he's a DRE instructor, I mean, or certified DRE. So we really try to utilize the strengths of the people in the office to put on the training. And we're blessed here in Marion County. We have a lot of individuals that are, certified in a lot of different things. And we actually even opened it up. And so there's, I believe, individuals even that are possibly coming over from Mahaska County and stuff for our training that we're going to be putting on.
Well, what kind of training is the most interesting to you?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah, it's all interesting. I mean, there's such a big variety of things that you can get involved in. And it's interesting to be involved in it.
And that diversity, that answer is a great answer because, like you said, if it's something where you show up at a traffic accident and the only training you had was something on domestics, it's not going to do you much good. If you show up at a domestic and all you had is traffic accidents, like we talked about earlier, it's not going to do you much good. So we try to have a well-rounded, I mean, we want, you're never ever going to have training for all of the different instances that somebody may get into, but we want to try to hit the vast majority of them. I mean, at least from a 10,000-foot view of, okay, if you show up at a domestic, these are the things you want to look for. If you show up at a traffic accident, these are the things you want to do. And so that's why it's very diverse.
So let's say that I'm 5 miles an hour over and you pull me over. I won't know whether you're a reserve or a regular deputy?
Correct.
That's important, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, you don't. You wouldn't know me in a uniform versus another deputy any difference in appearance.
And you have the same responsibilities and powers as a regular deputy?
For the most part. Yeah. I mean, on different things, there are certain sides of it where the advanced training on OWIs and different things. If a reserve pulled somebody over that was, I mean, drinking and suspected of an OWI, they'd probably have a full-timer or a trooper or somebody come in and do the field sobriety testing and the different sides of that. And the other side of it, too, is a court. I mean, there's a lot of times that as a volunteer organization, I'm not going to have Melvin lead the homicide investigation or something because he has a full-time job and everything else that goes on with it and the court that goes along with it. I'll assign other people, I mean, that are trained in that to lead that.
Well, and where do you work, Melvin?
Pellicorp.
And are they supportive of what you do?
Yes. Anytime I need to get off work, if I had to go out and help something, they're willing to let us go.
And your family must be understanding, too.
Yes, sometimes.
I was going to say you're smiling.
That's for all of us. And it is. It's a commitment. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason you're here talking to us today is the commitment that volunteers provide and what they do. It's sometimes when they're helping us look for that missing 8-year-old child, they're away from the activities of their own family. But what I'm so proud of with the reserves is the effort that goes into it is just like they're looking for their own 8-year-old.
Yes, I would.
You feel exactly yep. like that. So how does that feel when you're helping out in a situation like that?
It feels good. I mean, I've helped out in a lot of drownings and murders, or well, I don't know what you call
homicides, that. Homicides, yeah.
So it's interesting. And it, even though we didn't find the person that drowned, but they did get found. It's a good feeling to know that.
Provides closure to that family. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the sooner we can provide that closure and answer some of those questions, we're never going to probably be able to answer all the questions, but the answers that we can provide, the sooner we can do it, the better off we are. And you look at, I guess, when you look at the Knoxville Nationals, the number of people that come into our community and that are here for that 2-week period of time, the number of hours that these guys put in, I mean, is huge. It's something that at 4:00 in the morning, when there's a bunch of people partying and getting out of control and different things, and you look around, there's a lot of reserves there that are, I mean, helping provide security and making sure that the public's safe at that. And we wouldn't be able, as the sheriff's office, we would have to call in, and we do call in different agencies from around the area, but we'd have to call in far more without the assistance that they provide.
Thanks to Sheriff Jason Sandholt and Reserve Melvin Schoen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.